Great. Ladies and gentlemen, good afternoon and welcome to Ayala Land's briefing on its results for the 9 months of 2018. I'd like to introduce our panel led by our President and CEO, Mr. Bobby D., our Group Head of Leasing, Mr. Juni Halandoni, and our CFO, Mr. Toti Bengson. Joining us on the line are 9 callers, and we'd like to remind everyone that the copy of the presentation is available for download at ir.ayalaland.com.ph. And to start the presentation, let me turn over the floor to Mr. Bengson.
Good afternoon, and thank you for joining us today. I'm very pleased to share with you our performance for the first 9 months of 2018. Allow me to start with our key messages. First, Ayala Land sustained its growth momentum in the first 9 months of 2018 with revenue and net income growth of 21 and 17% respectively. Our total revenues reached 119.7 billion with the consistent growth of property development and commercial leasing, while net income came in at 20.8 billion. Residential demand remains strong as sales reservations increased by 15% to 108 billion. Our leasing footprint continues to grow with the opening of 1 Bonifacio High Street, Bacolod Capital Corporate Center, and the new Seda Hotels in Leo Palawan, as well as the reopened Seda in Ayala Center, Cebu. Finally, CapEx spend reached 78 billion to support our residential growth, our residential project completion, leasing asset buildup, and land acquisition. So clearly, we are on track to with our 111 billion CapEx budget for the year. Moving on to the details of our results, our total revenues reached 119.7 billion, which is 21% higher than the previous period. Our real estate revenues increased by 22% to 117.5 billion with the consistent growth of property development and commercial leasing. For the interest and other income line, equity in net earnings of associates and JVs registered 608 million, 20% lower than the previous period due to the consolidation of MCT Berhad, our Malaysian subsidiary. We've fully consolidated it beginning this year. Meanwhile, interest and investment income registered at 625 million, 36% lower than last year's figure, primarily due to lower interest income from installment or in-house sales. Other income reached 996 billion. This is a 27% growth, primarily as a result of the sale of MCT Berhad's One City Properties, an integrated mixed-use development located in Subang Jaya, and the E-City Hotel located within that development. So this resulted in interest and other income declining by 12% to 2.2 billion. In terms of expenses, a total of 86.9 billion, 22% higher, primarily due to higher real estate expenses, which grew 23% to 73 billion. Our GAE stood at 5.9 billion, a 17% increase from the previous year. However, our GAE ratio continues to improve. It improved slightly to 5% from 5.1% previously. EBIT margin was maintained at 33.6%. Meanwhile, interest expense, financing, and other charges came in at 7.8 billion, 22% higher, primarily on account of the costs related to our accounts receivable sale program. As you know, we do on occasion sell accounts receivables to our partner mortgage banks, and these are on a discounted basis. So the full costs are recognized on the day that we make the sale. Our income before tax was 32.8 billion, 18% higher than the previous year. Our provision for income tax grew 24% to 8.8 billion, a slightly higher average income tax rate of 26.8%. And our income before non-controlling interests registered at 24 billion, which is 16% higher than the prior year. Netting out non-controlling interests, which grew from the previous year to 3.2 billion, the net income attributable to ALI equity holders came in at 20.8 billion, or 17% higher on a year-on-year basis. Breaking down our revenues, revenues from property development stood at 87.2 billion, which is 24% higher than the same period last year. Revenues from the sale of residential lots and condominiums from our five residential brands, including MCT revenues, reached 74 billion, which is 26% higher, driven by new bookings and project completion. Revenues from the sale of office spaces or office condominiums came in at 7.3 billion, 9% higher, due to new bookings from our newly launched One Vertis Plaza in Vertis North and the Styles Enterprise East Tower at the Circuit Makati. Revenues from the sale of commercial and industrial lots reached 5.6 billion. This is 16% higher due to higher lot sales in Arca South and our Vismin estates such as Ayala North Point, Seagrove, and Azuela Cove, and increased industrial lot sales in Alviera and our Cavite Technopark. Moving on to commercial leasing, our revenues amounted to 25.3 billion. This is 14% higher than last year. Shopping centers posted revenues of 14.3 billion, 13% higher than the 12.6 billion previously, given the higher contribution of new malls coming from new malls such as Ayala Malls, Vertis North, and Cloverleaf in Quezon City, and Feliz and the 30th in Pasig City, and the strong performance of our Greenbelt Mall in the Ayala Center, Makati. Office leasing revenues climbed to 5.4 billion. This is 13% higher than last year, as our newly opened offices in Vertis North, Circuit Makati, and the 30th in Pasig stabilized in terms of occupancy. And we were able to increase our overall office rent. Hotels and resorts generated revenues of 5.7 billion. This is 17% higher due to higher occupancy and average room rates of Seda, Vertis North, and Capital Central, and the improved performance of our El Nido resorts. In terms of services, primarily our construction business represented by MDC, our property management business from APMC, and our power service companies such as Direct Power, Ecozone Power, and Philippine Integrated Energy Solutions. Total revenues from our services businesses amounted to 54 billion, 3% higher than last year. MDC's revenues stood at 51.4 billion, 3% higher due to the increased order book of projects from the Ayala Land Group, while APMC and the power service companies also grew their revenues by 3%. Netting out intercompany adjustments of 49.5 billion, real estate revenues amounted to 117.5 billion, which is 22% higher year on year. With interest and other income of 2.2 billion, our revenues amounted to 119.7 billion, or 21% higher than last year. Margins remain healthy. The average GP margin from our horizontal residential projects slightly decreased to 43% from 44% due to the mix of units sold. However, our vertical projects improved by 2 percentage points to 37%, coming from our sales in ALP's Park Central North Tower, Alveo's High Park Tower 2, and Avida Tower's Aston Tower 3. The average GP margin of offices for sale came down to 35% from 40%. Again, similar situation as what we had disclosed in the last quarter. This is primarily due to lack of inventory in our office condo for sale product line. GP margins for commercial and industrial lots increased to 44% from 33% due to higher margin commercial lots sold in Arca South in Taguig, Alviera in Porac, Pampanga, and Leo in Palawan, and industrial lots sold in Alviera, again in Porac, Pampanga, and in our Cavite Technopark. Our leasing EBITDA margins remain steady. For shopping centers, it stood at 65%, slightly lower on account of the newly opened malls. Offices unchanged at 91%, and an improvement in our hotels and resorts EBITDA margins, 29% to 2 percentage points higher than the previous period. This is on account of improved occupancy in all our resorts. Finally, overall, EBITDA margins of the service businesses relatively stable at 9%. We continue to diversify our net income mix, with new estates now contributing 50% to the bottom line. This was coming from the 46% figure at the end of 2017. Our recurring income stands at 32% as of the first 9 months of 2018. In terms of our property development business, we are pleased to report that residential demand continues to be strong. Our sales reservations reached 108 billion, 15% higher, equivalent to an average monthly take-up of 12 billion, while net book sales came in at 78 billion, which is 17% higher than the prior period. For the third quarter alone, reservation sales and net bookings grew by 11% and 5% respectively. We've accelerated our launches. We launched 15 projects in the third quarter, amounting to 42.3 billion, bringing us to a total of 81.8 billion in total value of residential projects launched for the first 9 months of the year. If you recall, our guidance was to launch 100 billion of residential projects in 2018 from the 89 billion that we launched in 2017. So we're on track to our targeted 100 billion, and we probably could exceed that even. Our unbooked revenues have reached a new high at 146 billion. This will be booked in the next 3 to 4 years based on a percentage of completion method. Some color to our international sales. International sales, as we define it, is overseas Filipinos and other nationalities. So international sales grew by 5% to 33.5 billion. And it accounted for 31% of total sales reservations for the first 9 months. Sales to OFs continue to be strong, growing by 35% to 12.4 billion, taking up 11% of the total sales reservations. Sales to non-Filipinos or foreigners totaled 21.1 billion or 20% of total sales. This is 7% lower than the period last year. And the breakdown is approximately 45% Chinese, mainland Chinese buyers, and 18% American nationals, with the rest incrementally composed of various nationalities. Local Filipinos continue to drive reservation sales. This comprised 69% of the total, amounting to close to 75 billion pesos. This was 20% higher than the previous period. For the third quarter of 2018 alone, sales to local Filipinos grew by 30%, while sales to overseas Filipinos grew by 41%, and sales to other nationalities actually declined by 33%. We'd just like to share with you some of our key launches. For the residential projects, Ayala Land Premier launched Arbor Lanes Towers 4 and 5. Last July and September, a total of 479 units with a gross value of 12.9 billion, and already 24% has been taken up. The residences at Azuela Cove Tower 2 in July. This is a sequel to Tower 1, which sold out fairly quickly in May. 77 units, value of 2.8 billion, 30% taken up. For Alveo, the Palatine at Solinea, at the circuit in Cebu, rather, last July, 694 units, 13% take up. Park Cascades Tower 2 in Arca South, Taguig, 44% taken up, 232 units with a gross value of 2.6 billion. And the Viento Tower 2 in Alabang, 265 units, gross value of 3.1 billion, 15% has been taken up from its launch in September. For Avida, Verge Tower 2, this is in Mandaluyong, behind our Sentera, Four Tower Sentera development. A total of 1,000 units, 4.2 billion of gross sales value, 6% has been taken up. Our Cloverleaf Tower 2 in our Cloverleaf Estate in Quezon City, in Balintawak, Quezon City, 818 units, 3.1 billion, 5% take up. Avida Sukat, 10% take-up on the 372 units, and our Vireo Tower 2 in Arca South, 419 units with a value of 1.7 billion, more than half has already been taken up. Moving on to our leasing business, starting with our malls, the average occupancy for all malls currently stands at 88%, while the average occupancy for our stable malls stands at 94%. The average monthly lease rate is at 1,063 pesos per square meter per month, while we've seen an improvement in our same mall rental growth. It's now at 6%. In July of 2018, we opened Ayala Malls Circuit Makati with 52,000 square meters of gross leasable space. And in October, last month, we opened One Bonifacio High Street in BGC with a total GLA of 20,000 square meters. One Bonifacio High Street is our latest premium mall. It's located across the Shangri-La Hotel and Shangri-La Mall in BGC. And on top of this mall stands the Philippine Stock Exchange Tower and our soon-to-be delivered suites Ayala Land Premier condominium development. One Bonifacio High Street features food tenants new to the Philippines, such as M Bakery out of New York and Elephant Grounds Coffee from Hong Kong. So if you have time, please visit our latest premium mall. Total GLA of shopping centers now stands at 1.83 million square meters as of the end of October 2018. And for the rest of the year, you can look forward to Capital Central in Bacolod with 74,000 square meters of GLA and the first phase of our retail amenity in the Ayala North Exchange. This is down Ayala Avenue across the GT Tower. It will have 8,000 square meters of gross leasable space. Total GLA under construction currently stands at 742,000 square meters. For office leasing, our average occupancy rate for all offices is at 94%, while the occupancy rate for our stable offices is at 95%. Our average monthly lease rate is at 758 pesos per square meter. This compares with 735 pesos in 2017. Last September, Bacolod Capital Corporate Center was opened and fully leased out. That's 11,000 square meters. And our total office leasing GLA is now at 1.03 million square meters as of the end of September. Upcoming openings in the fourth quarter are Vertis North Corporate Center Tower 3 with 38,000 square meters of leasable space and Ayala North Exchange with 20,000 square meters. Ayala North Exchange is 95% leased out to four corporate clients and one BPO firm, while Vertis North Corporate Center 3 is 50% leased out to one BPO tenant. Total GLA under construction is at 505,000 square meters. For hotels and resorts, we have a total of 2,618 rooms open, and 209 rooms were added to the portfolio. 42 rooms in our Leo Dormitel completed in July. 53 rooms opened in our latest Seda. This is our first resort Seda Resort Hotel in Leo, Palawan. 53 rooms. Expect a total of 153 rooms. We partially opened Seda Ayala Center Cebu. This was the former Marriott Cebu. And we opened 114 rooms in Cebu last August. Average RevPAR of all the hotels decreased by 3% to a little under 3,500 pesos per night and increased by 2% to 8,300 pesos for resorts. RevPAR of stable hotels increased by 7% and 16% for our stable resorts. Overall, EBITDA margin improved to 29% from 27%. On account of the higher occupancy rates. So as you can see, average occupancy for our stable hotels were up 4 percentage points to 77%. For the total hotel portfolio, slightly down by 1 percentage point. But for our resorts, total portfolio up by 7 percentage points to 66%, and 67% occupancy for our stable resorts. Our El Nido Resorts currently operates 193 rooms across its 4 island resorts, namely Pangalusian, Lagen, Minilok, and Apulit. And our Leo Tourism Estate currently has 144 rooms under its hotel and bed and breakfast and dormitel offerings, while the Sikogon Tourism Estate in Iloilo currently has 45 bed and breakfast rooms open. Going back to the Seda Resort Hotel, our Seda Leo is the first complete facility to cater to tourists and business travelers in El Nido, and is only 5 minutes away from the airport. When I say business travelers, it's actually those who may want to use the hotel for MICE purposes, meetings, incentives, conferences. The hotel sits on a 4-hectare property which opens to a 4-kilometer beachfront. It includes a multi-level swimming and wading pool. The lobby lounge has a viewing deck overlooking the Cadlao Lagoon, and the function rooms are able to accommodate up to 300 persons. Currently, there's an introductory price. You can approach Mr. Hernandez or Mr. Legaspi here. It's only 10,000 per night for our deluxe room, inclusive of a buffet breakfast for two. Also in Leo are our dormitels, which is open for backpack travelers. Pricing to be disclosed, but it's targeting backpackers. As you can see, those facilities are good for two to each room. Upcoming hotels and resorts include the expansion of our Seda in the Global City with 342 rooms in that new wing, our Drift Hostel with 20 rooms in Sikogon. Currently, we have a total of 3,454 rooms under construction. Our balance sheet continues to be solidly positioned. The cash and cash equivalents increased by 1.4 billion pesos since the start of the year. Debt has increased by 4%, while stockholders' equity increased by 5%. Our net debt-to-equity ratio has come down. It's now at 0.75 from the 0.77 at the end of last year. Our current ratio is quite healthy at 1.23 times, and return on equity at 16.2% remains to be an industry-leading ROE. Our debt position continues to be strong, and given that we have locked in close to 90% of our debt in fixed rates, we believe we'll be able to absorb higher interest rates. You see our overall cost of debt moved up slightly to 4.8%. And even with our refinancing next year, we expect our overall cost of debt to just be lower than 5.5%. So it's moving up gradually. It's not moving up as quickly as you know, corporate rates, corporate lending rates have moved up significantly in the past 6 months. CapEx on track, close to 78 billion has been spent, with 42% of that going to our residential development business, 23% to our leasing assets, 12% to land acquisition, 12% estate development, and the balance of 11% to MCT, our increased investment in MCT, POPI, and some other smaller investments. So we're on track this year to hitting our CapEx budget. This is the first year where we're going to exceed the 100 billion peso mark. So this is representative of the opportunities that we see in the local market. So just to summarize, we continue to sustain our growth momentum, top line and bottom line growth of 21 and 17% respectively. Residential demand continues to be strong, with sales reservations increasing by 15%. Our leasing footprint continues to grow with the opening of our malls, offices, and hotels. And our CapEx on track to breaching the 100 billion peso mark this year.
Thank you very much, Mr. Begzon.